Akasha Channel 1, and so here we are reading the next section of Chapter 3. The most common word spoken by Tibetans is one that has many meanings. It can mean, okay, I see, please go on, telling your story, and so on. Some pronounce it Lhasa, others Les, Lhasa, or Lolos. You will come to recognize this word when others use it, and can use it yourself, especially when someone is telling you a story you've long lost the meaning of, but you want them to continue speaking. Every so often, just say Lhasa. You may also hear the word Inji or Chigye used often. They both mean foreigner and can be applied to many nouns in order to denote the Western equivalent. For a Western restaurant, you place Inji before the word for restaurant. For the Western month, Tibetans follow the lunar calendar. Please see dates and days of the week. Add Inji to the word for month. Western dollars are created by adding Inji to the word for coin, and so on. You will find examples of these words in the dialogues that follow. Special structures. Four useful structures to become familiar with are to need, to want, to be allowed, and is it all right to do? Desire can be expressed in a number of ways in Tibetan. Two forms are to need and to want, with the intention of getting. To need is formed by adding the suffix go to what is desired. I need a car. Na la mota chi go. I order one need. Go can be added to verbs as well. The following sentence ends in yue to signify the need for the action. I need to go to the market. Na tumla drogu yue. I market to go need. Go can also function as a verb. Appropriate tense endings can simply be added to go. He will need a jacket. Gong la tudong chik gogi gre. He jacket one, need will. And so we'll continue on tomorrow. Simjanango.